Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
In one of France's biggest ever medical malpractice cases, an anaesthetist dubbed Dr. Death has been unmasked as a cold-blooded serial poisoner and sentenced to life behind bars. During the trial, the court heard Frédéric Péchier turned his own operating theatres into a graveyard, triggering cardiac arrests in 30 patients just so he could step in to save them and claim the glory. I'm joined on the line now by Paris-based correspondent Elaine Cobb. Elaine, this is an extraordinary case. Can you give us some of the background?
Katie, the former anaesthetist was working in two private clinics, and it took some time for anything to come to light. He was accused of 30 poisoning cases between 2008 and 2017. 12 of those cases were fatal. And in each case, there was prosecution said that he had introduced chemicals into the infusion bags of patients who were undergoing surgery. He introduced products such as potassium chloride, local anesthetic, adrenaline, or heparin, a blood anticoagulant. And his aim was to provoke a heart attack, and then he would step in to try to save them. That didn't always work, and there were 12 fatalities.
And how did the suspicion fall on him then? How did he get caught?
The alert was first raised in 2017 when higher than normal levels of potassium chloride were found in the infusion bag of a woman who had a heart attack while undergoing surgery. And the investigators took a look at other surgeries to see, was there a pattern? Was there a problem in the hospital? And they found, in fact, that that clinic in Besançon in eastern France had six times the national average for fatal heart attacks under anaesthetic. And they also couldn't find a plausible cause for it. So they started looking into it, and they also noticed that when Péchier left for a short period to work at another clinic, those incidents ceased.
It was a four-month trial. There was 150 civil parties, and Péchier never denied the charges throughout.
No, he has always denied the charges. He claimed he was the victim of a conspiracy, and he said they were all medical accidents. He did end up admitting there were 12 poisoning incidents, but said it wasn't him.
The breakthrough, though, in the evidence was, looking back, 2017, when Sandra Simard, if I got that right, suffered the cardiac arrest during a routine surgery, and the test of her infusion bag revealed 100 times the expected dose of potassium chloride.
Yes, and there have been other stories from survivors. There was a child who was just 4 years old who was who suffered two heart attacks, but he survived. And now 14, he stood up in court and told his story. And the people who were there, they were all so grateful once the verdict came down today that he was found guilty and given a 30-year sentence with no chance of parole. He's also been banned from practicing medicine, of course. And the victims' families who were there were saying that, I will never forget how my relative was killed, as one woman said. Someone else who was a victim said thank you to the justice system. And another lawyer said that Péchier was the biggest serial killer of this century.
And throughout all of this evidence, through all these months, there was some commentary on Péchier's demeanour throughout this.
Yeah, but the fact that he wouldn't admit to anything upset quite a number of people, because, of course, such a wide range of people were involved. It became quite clear to the clinics involved that he was the man responsible. And there was a feeling that despite these stories from victims and survivors, that he refused to accept any responsibility. And many people found that that was quite heartless, in the words of one. And the prosecutor at one point said, "You are Dr. Death and you are a murderer. You bring shame on all doctors." And he said, "You have turned this clinic into a graveyard."
Where does the case go from here? Because it may not be over, Elaine. Isn't that the case?
It might not be over, Katie, because his lawyer said today that they would appeal and they've asked that he be released on bail while the appeal is pending. He hasn't been in jail at all since he was formally charged. And so there's a lot of anger among some of the victims that he might walk free, because the judge had ordered that he go straight to jail on this sentence. But of course, when one appeals, that usually you are allowed out. So it remains to be seen what the court's decision will be on that. But certainly he is hoping to appeal and win again. But it also means all of those families, all of those victims will have to go back to court and relive it once again.
And it's obviously such a high profile case. Will it have an impact on the French medical system beyond the courtroom?
It has already had an effect, in the sense that there have been a lot of questions about record taking and the looking at private clinics and how accountable they are, or their people are, and the ease of movement between private clinics. We already had that with another high profile case with Skorenek, who was found guilty of killing children. So it's definitely opened up a whole can of worms here this year with various trials. And the French system is very much being looked at more closely, and a lot of questions being asked of doctors' associations, but also the health ministry.
Okay, I'm sure there are. Thank you for that. That's Elaine Cobb there, our Paris-based correspondent.